It's a sunny morning in mid-May in Glens Falls, the kind of day that would be perfect for a bike ride. But for Chris Collins, today means delivering a bike with his pickup truck.
Back, Jay. All right.
On break from his job as a manager at a cafe at Glens Falls Hospital, Collins and his employee, Max, walk to the truck where a bicycle is ready to be delivered. Collins is a founder of a group called Freedom Machines, which provides bikes to people in recovery.
It provides a means of transportation to start your life back over again.
Collins is in recovery himself, and he found biking is a good way to not only get around, but also relieve stress.
Sometimes in recovery you get overwhelmed with, you know, a lot of people go to a meeting every day and they're going to treatment, and they kind of get stuck in that whole world. And you know, you have to find a balance in your life, and biking helped me, you know, just getting away from it for a little while, clearing your head, you know, thinking about what you had to do for the day. Like I said, it's a good stress relief, and I wound up in really good shape too.
Freedom Machines has been operating for about 6 months, and today Collins and Max are dropping off the group's 100th bicycle, as well as some balloons. It's not a far drive from the hospital to where today's recipient, Cassie Walczak, lives.
I get balloons even? Look at that, Max, I get the 100th bike.
The new bike will replace another in bad shape that Collins helped her get. When she entered recovery, Walczak was without a car and needed a way to get to work. At first, she relied on family and friends. Sober for 21 months, she knows how difficult it can be for somebody just starting to get back on their feet.
It's hard to find help, to find somebody that can get you to where you need to go. And sometimes people feel stressed out having to rely on somebody. So when you have a bike, you know, you don't have to rely on anybody. You feel good about that.
Many people entering recovery are without vehicles, either due to a revoked license or because they cannot afford a car. Collins says Freedom Machines brings bikes to individuals free of charge, but they must show a commitment to recovery. Generally, that means somebody who has been clean for at least 90 days. While the delivery was a short trip on this morning, Collins will bring bikes as far as an hour away. A day earlier, he delivered one to Schenectady. He relies on his small group of volunteers now, but Collins has plans to expand Freedom Machines.
You know, my vision would be to make it into like a co-op, where if you wanted a bike, you came and you worked for, I don't know, 3-4 hours, learned how to fix your bike, and then you got a free bike. So, you know, you're helping out and learning a trade while you're at it too.
And anyone who gets a bike is also invited to take a group ride with others in recovery. Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.